recite the heart mantra of Zambala often. If you want to attain wealth, and with that wealth, you can generate more merit. How do we transform business activities into Dharma activities? Transform this previous mind of desire and selfishness into a mind of bodhicitta. This is transforming business activities into Dharma activities. Before, we were earning money to satisfy our desires, our ego, our selfishness. Now, whenever I'm earning money, I will think, whatever I earn, I will use to benefit sentient beings, do animal liberations, support Dharma activities. And as soon as we do this, then our aspiration for doing business has changed. Then our business activities, even now, have now become Dharma activities. As soon as this aspiration of ours changes, then we accumulate merit. But if we continue as we did as before, then there is no merit. Before you start working, give rise to bodhicitta. As you get up in the morning, before you go to work, give rise to bodhicitta. Today, when I go to work, I want to support compassion. I'll be very conscientious at work today, and with the money I've earned, I will benefit sentient beings. With this money that I've earned, I can support the teachings of the Dharma. And then in the process of you going to work, it is also practice. And when we've finished working, we can dedicate the merits and then think, I'm finished work, I'm free now, I can practice. I can now recite the Sutra of Great Liberation. I can recite the 100-syllable mantra of Vajrasattva. Then I can have something to eat and go to sleep on time. And why? So that tomorrow morning I can wake up early and I can meditate. And then in this way, when you're sleeping, it is also practice. And then our entire life becomes practice. Before, maybe what we did was that only a portion of our life was practice. Before, practice was only a part of our life. Now we can realize that practice is life and life is practice. When we have bodhicitta, the right mindfulness and awareness, then working, sleeping, eating, all becomes merit. I'm going to eat well, I'm going to take care of my health, I'll meditate and recite mantras, and with this healthy body, I will benefit lives. Before, I used to eat fish and seafood, and now what I can do is I can liberate fish, liberate seafood, liberate birds. The meat, the animals I used to like eating in the past, specifically do animal liberations for these types of animals as a way of repentance for our past actions. And this is a very good practice of purification and repentance. The flesh of those animals that we ate, that we harmed, they have dislike as an imprint in their mind stream. However, we can't see this. If we had the ability of the Buddhas to be able to see, we would see that behind us are all of these karmic creditors behind us. And so sometimes things happen and we think, why did this happen to me? But it's as a result of these karmic creditors that wish us harm. And then they see that we changed. We are practicing Buddhism. We are dedicating on their behalf. We are doing meritorious activities for their benefit. And then when they're happy, then who's harming you? Positive actions bring about positive results. This is the infallibility of cause and effect. We do our practices, meditation, and the benefits thereof, we dedicate to all sentient beings, to all our past karmic creditors, that they may be free from suffering, and that they may have happiness for every single one of them, one by one. And then these karmic creditors, they see, wow, you've become a bodhisattva. Before I did all this negativity, now I want to go and meditate, I want to go and repent, recite mantras. And all the merits I want to dedicate to all of those sentient beings that in the past I have harmed, so that they too can attain Buddhahood, just like Sakyamuni Buddha, like Amitabha, let them attain liberation. And the more vast your dedication, the greater the merit of your dedication. If every day you're dedicating that my children can go to school, that I'll be healthy, that my partner is happy, is this not a very narrow scope of dedication? Nobody says you can't dedicate like this. However, if you dedicate like this, the merit is very narrow. It only has the merit of three people. If, however, you dedicate for boundless sentient beings, then the merit thereof is boundless. If you go and circumambulate the mandala of the Vajrasattva that we did, within there are 50 billion, I think it is, mantras of Vajrasattva. So you just circumambulate this once and you have the merit of 50 billion Vajrasattva mantras. Just like the Sutra of Great Liberation. If you pay homage to this, how many Buddha's names are mentioned in here? And so you really accumulating a lot of merit. Similarly, when we make our dedication very vast, it really has vast merit. We dedicate that countless sentient beings may attain Buddhahood. And where is the start of this merit? It starts from our parents of this life. Isn't it that we've had parents for countless lives? Even when we're animals, think about it, worms also had parents. And so all our merit we dedicate boundlessly to countless suffering sentient beings that they may attain Buddhahood. And just like I wish for my child to be able to go to university, dedicate so that all children may have the opportunity to go to university. That all the old people may be able to be healthy. Just think about how many old people there are in China. Just like if you pay homage to the Sutra of Great Liberation, you're paying homage to 100,000 Buddhas. This is really a vast number, a vast quantity. And so also, the merit is different. Similarly, with respect to aspiration, before we start any practices, for instance, we start to meditate. Oh, I'm meditating for the benefit of all sentient beings. I'm paying homage to the Buddhas for the benefit of sentient beings. And so too, I'm offering incense for the benefit of all sentient beings. Whatever the meritorious activity is you carrying out for the benefit of all sentient beings, then dedicate for the benefit of all sentient beings. And then in this way, this merit is as vast as space, as vast as the great ocean. And at the end of the day, the merit returns to us. Do you understand this? It's like saving money in the bank. When you put the money in the bank, they look after it well for you, don't they? So too, when you dedicate all this merit to all the sentient beings, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas also look after this merit for you very well. And then for your next lives, you have this vast merit. And so everybody, don't stop reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation. And now I'll recite the lineage. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo